Aloha and welcome to the Travel Angel Radio Show. I am so thrilled Kathy was able to get someone we've been trying to get in the studio to talk for a long time. We're just like having a celebration today. Did you bring the champagne? Leona Duarte from Hawaiian Airlines is here with us in studio, and Kathy knows, she's smiling because you know Kathy, right? But you know, we've been saying we got to get Kathy in to talk about Hawaiian Airlines. So you did it. Anyway, Kathy Takushi, of course, is my co-host here. This is Hawaii's only locally done radio talk show about travel here in Hawaii. And Kathy is with Captivating Journeys and does wonderful jobs, really, really caring for her clients as if they were her best friends. Honest to God, that's the truth. Kathy is amazing with her clients.
That's true.
It is true. It is.
It's true.
I mean, we could tell stories, but you'd start blushing.
That's so nice of you.
At Captivating Journeys 244-1414, it's nice that there's someone you can trust when you're taking a trip. Because in these days, I'll tell you, sometimes there's all kinds of things that happen you don't plan on. In fact, so much so, the reason I started this show is I came out with the Travel Angel Handbook all those years ago. Well, I just today am going to upload number two in the series. It's just called How to Fly with Less Stress and the Travel Angel. Book number two, so, and then I'm going to do that as an audiobook. And I've added all kinds of information and all kinds of pages, and it's a couple hundred pages long. And I'm very excited about that because, you know what? Really, these days, we just all need to learn to deal with stress. And I think it kind of comes down to flying with a little more kindness and aloha, you know, just putting the principles of aloha to work. Easier said than done, but certainly does work, right?
Yeah, we always say in the office that you just have to go with the flow.
You do.
And things happen when you travel, and you can't let it bother you.
No, it's part of the trip.
It's hard for some people, but yeah.
The hardest, I've done kind of studies on this, and it's kind of hardest sometimes with the people who are used to being in control and who do not know how to go with the flow. If you're used to being always having everything done the way you tell people to do it, you might have a hard time because, you know, there's things that happen, you know. So, but that's when, you know, you relax and you breathe and you know, use some of the basic tips. And these days it's easier than ever to distract yourself with your phone. You can read anything you want and do things to keep your mind busy, to fill your time.
And well, part of the thing of having a travel consultant is if your flights get delayed, we can help you with it. Our clients, if they have delays or cancellations, they call us. We're working.
Who do you call, Kathy?
We call you, Leona. and then Leona has to stress out. No.
It does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's happened.
It's happened over the years once or twice.
Twice, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we work on it and get you on the next one so you're not standing there in the long lines because it takes forever. So
it can. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It can. So. And so this is what you do. You get a travel agent, and it can help. And rather than if something happens and if there's either a flight delay or a flight cancellation, you, as Kathy was saying, you could stand in line literally for a half an hour, I mean, while you're waiting. Meanwhile, if you had called Kathy while you were standing there, she could have already told you, okay, let me take care of it. She calls someone, and she can get you on another flight. And by the time you would have gotten up to the person to help you, sometimes you can be already booked. A lot of people these days know better than just to wait and stand in line because sometimes you can get on another flight and get somewhere else or do something, at least get an answer or something while you're standing, waiting in line there. I mean, I've had that happen. Of course, one of the things that I always recommend to people is never do these flights if you're changing planes. Don't do a flight with the next trip a half an hour from when you land, or 45 minutes even. I always say an hour minimum, right? Is that right, Leona?
Yes.
Yeah.
The standard connecting time is an hour and 10 minutes if it's from Hawaiian to Hawaiian. But if you're transferring to another carrier, I would definitely pad in more time in between.
Because if there's even a small delay or if something happens, and even if there's not a planned delay, but you land and I've had this happen many times where you can't get to the gate. something happens and you can't, they're sitting on the tarmac and you can see. I've literally known that I have to have a connection. I'm sitting on the tarmac and looking at my watch and seeing that the time is going by and there's nothing I can do because they can't get to the gate, and literally going, well, missed that one. So that causes a lot of stress in people. If your connections are too tight, you're just almost asking for stress. So don't do it. And I've seen sometimes when I put in, you know, I ask HipMunk or some of these things online to come up with connections, and they come up with something like a half an hour between planes. I'm going, no, they shouldn't even say that that is a way to get there.
And
you
it's
know?
It's considered those connections, like if on Unite, are legal, but I don't use those.
Yeah.
I always, at least an hour and a half these days.
Yeah. Yeah, and that way, boy, that takes a lot of stress off you, because if you miss that one connection, then you've got to go through, and if you are still sitting in a tarmac, you know, or something, and it's really hard to get a hold of anyone out there, you know, and you're sitting there waiting, or you're, it, you know, it really can be very difficult. So, but anyway, I'm so excited because we were literally just talking. I got an email, and this is brand new news, folks, from Hawaiian Airlines. And this is important because it's about Maui. But there's going to be new nonstop daily service between Portland and Maui starting January?
January 18th.
That's daily.
Daily.
Portland and Maui. Now, we have to ask, Leona, because this is a big step. And is Portland was a place that you used to go to. And
yes.
It got taken away and now it's back. It was it because so many people wanted to go to Portland?
Well, at the time, the cost to operate did not substantiate, well, the airfare did not substantiate the cost. And we found that there was greater demand from the Bay Area. And so we had to redirect and reschedule. And a lot of people weren't happy in Hawaii, especially a lot of college students go to school in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
We did get a lot of negative feedback when we canceled the service. And in fact, I kept the folder of all of those letters. And so I decided to send the email that we're starting service to all of those people that sent me, you know, their feedback. And so we are excited, and it is in time as we take delivery on our brand new A321s.
Now, I don't know anything about, you know, I know there's some people, oh, John's one of them. You can just say a number of a plane and they know what they are and what they look like and all about it. And I love flying, but I don't know anything about numbers.
It's a state-of-the-art Airbus, a single aisle, though. It's not a wide body, and that particular airplane will be used for this additional service, which starts in January 18th. And we have a promotion going on right now.
Oh, do you?
Online.
So you could buy tickets for then already now.
Yes.
So this is very good if you're going to school. And obviously, Eugene is a college town as well.
Oh, there's a lot of schools Portland in Washington, or in Portland.
Yes, and Eugene, Oregon has a nice one. And so
my son's going to Linfield, so that's perfect.
Well, you there's know. There's, though. That's how
I got started.
I really do love Oregon. And in fact, we used to have a radio station there in Eugene years ago. But I think it's a wonderful city. It's beautiful. And I heard there's a lot of local people.
Is that true?
And what is that about? Because I knew Las Vegas, but I didn't know
there
that
are
Oregon.
A lot of people. And it stems from students going to further their education in Oregon and in Washington, and they end up staying there. And the cost of living, I suppose, is a reason.
And it's beautiful.
The weather, you know, you need to get
a little rain.
And it gets cold comparing to what we're used to too. So, but yeah, very popular college ground for local students.
So the sale, tell me about the sale.
So it starts at $497.
That's a great price. $497 is amazing.
Yes. And you have to purchase it by the 31st of July. And you have to travel by April 14th of next year.
Yeah, we could look it up on our email
messages
here.
I would have to look that up again.
I think I have it. I can do that while we're doing this.
But I thought there was great timing that I'm going to be here, and it just broke 45 minutes ago.
Well, I thought you planned it that way.
I kind of did.
It's because that is great news. And it's exciting because, Hawaiian Airlines has been adding a lot of flights and some good deals. I was looking at one because truthfully, I go to, sometimes we have a radio station in Sedona, so I go to Phoenix sometimes.
Oh, thanks.
And you fly direct into Phoenix.
We do.
Which is really nice, because if you're going to fly United, you have to go and stop either in San Francisco or Los Angeles and wait an hour or two, and then you fly direct into Phoenix, but not from Maui. You have to
go from
Honolulu, which is nice. But that's very, very handy. So I was looking, because you had some very good deals, actually, coming up in the next couple months as well. So
very good. Thank you for your support.
And you have what, Oakland? Lihue is also going to be new service in Los Angeles, Kona?
Exactly. We're going to start service from LA to Kona and then Oakland to Lihue also next month. At the same time, simultaneous of our deliveries of those new aircraft that I was talking about, the Airbus 321.
And Oakland's interesting because, again, here you have a city that sometimes people who live in that area know it's sometimes easier to get in and out, and it's a whole different ball game in Oakland than San Francisco.
Yes.
And so a lot of times people will avoid San Francisco and just
do
Oakland. Because I know a lot of people used to also fly into Oakland if they were going to Las Vegas.
It's a great alternative to flying in and out of San Francisco, and so is San Jose. So those flights are doing very, very well.
So this is the deal, $497. Can you see it? I found it on my email.
It's $497, and ticketing by the 31st.
Okay,
July 31st.
So people have to get on that.
People have to get on it. And the sale, the travel date, all travel must be complete by March 22nd of next year. But it's perfect time for spring break for some schools.
That's true.
So parents, get online and start booking away our nonstop flights.
Because it is limited, the fare. It's not, even though the flights.
Thank you for bringing that up. Okay. The capacity is controlled. You're absolutely right.
Right. Explain what that means, music capacity control.
Well, they might have,
X amount of seats.
Yeah, at that price. And even though the flight is still available, if you wait too long, it might be higher, even though, so then people.
And that's why the promo specifically states starts at.
Yep.
So we have to be very mindful of those words, that the entire plane is not designated at that particular fare.
Okay, but you hear it here, so it's a great deal. And like you said, there's a lot of people that are going back and forth. You can think now about spring break, because this is for, it will help you. Yeah, January 18th.
Really excited.
Well, I am too. I am too, because I do fly Hawaiian quite a bit.
Thank you.
And I always do find, in many ways, I find it more comfortable than other flights. And I also find the food better. I think the seats are a little better, and I think the services are a little friendlier.
Thank you.
And I'm saying that on, because I fly United a lot, because I have, 700,000 miles with them, and I'm in a gold.
Wow.
But I do, you've seen this too. Sometimes I'm going, boy, Hawaiian price is better, and I really like Hawaiian Airlines.
Thank you. And we pride ourselves on our in-flight service and drawing on our rich cultural heritage. Absolutely. That's what sets us apart from our competitors, is that we provide mea ho'okipa. And that means, literally, it means that we treat strangers as though they are guests in our own home.
Aww.
No, I really believe that.
And
we strive to make people feel, it's authentic service, we strive to make people feel, and that starts their Hawaii experience. When they walk on board, we pride ourselves on giving them that real hospitality that they're going to want to come back on. And we're the only carrier, let me remind you, Cindy, that offers a complimentary meal, offers complimentary wine.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. And a Mai Tai right before you land. We also offer that. So
wow.
We do have added value
offers. Yeah. Because it's gotten so bad on some of the other lines. I mean, you don't get anything anymore.
Everything is a la carte.
It's so true. So you also, let's talk about some of the other routes that you have and the routes that you use that are interesting, that are pretty popular with people. Kathy and I have talked a lot about people traveling from other countries, and that we've seen an increase of travel coming from other places. we talked, I think, a week ago about we're seeing more Chinese people. I know that there's more people from Korea coming, I believe, as well. I know That's Mayor Alan Arakawa is trying to develop more people and tourism between Korea and here as well. And there are some other rights. Now, do you still go to China?
We do. We do. And thank you. I'd really like to make our listeners aware that we're not just the oldest and largest inter-island carrier. We've expanded to become a global carrier. And I think a lot of people still don't realize that we fly to Auckland three times a week.
And wow.
Auckland is such a beautiful country with a unique culture that parallels our Hawaiian culture. And so it's like the best kept secret, I think. I think that if people knew that we have regular service from Honolulu nonstop, that's terrific.
It is.
We go to China, we go to Korea, Incheon, and Japan, to Tahiti, of course, and
Australia,
Sydney, Brisbane, and Sydney, two markets.
What are you seeing as, because we've also seen, I was on Oahu and flew Hawaiian, of course, for the Nohoku Hanahana Awards, and that was in May. And I stayed at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. I could not believe the amount of Japanese tourists. Here I don't, of course, hang out at hotels that much, and there it was like, my gosh, it had to be 60% Japanese tourists, and I'd forgotten how big that Oahu still is.
That market is, and it draws because Waikiki especially has everything that the Asian traveler likes, and that's shopping and diversified cuisine. And so Waikiki remains popular, but we're seeing more of an influx of one-day travel from the Koreans and the Chinese especially.
You mean when you say one day, land in Oahu and come
here
for one day?
Yes, and then they do,
back?
You know, island tours. And so we
That
we
used to be
that.
Popular, but that
it
seemed to have
be
slowed down.
Popular.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's their travel pattern. They travel in groups. Mm-hmm. They're not really independent in traveling alone, but we've seen growth in the younger market, people, newlyweds that are getting married, and they're starting to book online. It's very interesting, you know, in Japan, they're slightly ahead of their time, I always say. But in terms of booking, they still go through large wholesalers or
JTB, right?
JTB.
What's JTB?
Japan Travel Bureau.
Oh. We have several really big managed agencies on Oahu and in Japan. And in order to be successful, you have to form very, very good relationships with the large tour operators because they're 90% of the distribution.
Interesting. That's amazing. 90% is like a whole lot.
I'm pretty sure it's about 90%
Wow.
still.
Wow. Well, you know what I'm seeing quite a bit because I talk with a lot of the musicians, you know, like Kalani and others there. But many of the musicians I deal with here on Maui fly to Japan. Sometimes I was just talking to, I know Amy Hanai Gilliam
just did a tour.
She did a tour of Japan. And many others, I know George has gone, and George Kahamoko, and many others go on a regular basis. Ulube Guerrero.
I just saw him last week. He was heading for Japan. And because the hula influence is so strong there, that they just love hula.
Yeah.
And they welcome
and
our halau.
Yeah.
They welcome our kumu, I should say.
They do.
And they travel regularly to Japan, and they to share the art of hula, which I think is phenomenal because they're so disciplined and they put 300% in learning the culture and learning the words and learning the intricacy of the movement. You know, it's very, very interesting.
It is. And then in turn, I've heard that some of the halaus do come back here.
They do.
To see, because for them, after studying so hard and learning, for them, it's just like such a big deal to come and actually see where it all came from, you know? And so it seems to have created a whole different form of tourism with just the people who love the hula and the music that come now to Maui. And some of those are younger people.
Married Monarch is the perfect perfect event, which draws the amount of Japanese attendees is amazing.
Is it really?
The Merry Monarch?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I know when they do the Hula no Keiki, which happens in
this
early
weekend.
November. It's not this weekend.
Oh, you mean at Kanapali? But Keiki Hula, the Keiki Hula competition was this past weekend.
Oh,
you're
I didn't
talking
know.
About.
Oh,
right, but you're talking about the one that's
Beach
at Kanapali Beach
yeah.
Hotel.
Yeah, that one, they have one. Japanese halaus that come and dancers that come and
yes.
enter that now, you know. And so it's a changing scene. Over the last 15,
evolving,
20 years, and who,
evolving.
I don't know who would have guessed. I mean, I don't know how you could have ever realized that this whole thing was happening. Mm-hmm. So do you see a lot of people flying from, I mean, obviously the people who are the kumus fly out of Oahu. Are you seeing more people? I know you said, Kathy, that Japan was huge this year.
I had three more requests for Japan today.
Really?
So, what
is that? Because, you know, it's interesting because you're seeing all these
that's
people.
Good.
That
no,
is good.
That's very good, Kathy. Yeah. Keep those requests covered.
I just, not till next year, but.
But you had earlier this year. You
yeah,
said you were very big.
I kind of feel like I've been to Japan in my head because I have not been to Japan, but
you
I
should go.
We need to take care of that
yeah,
with
we,
the fam.
Sure. Aren't we doing one?
I've been to Japan twice.
Get hopping on that.
I love Japan. And
I love Japan.
I love Japan.
The culture.
Yeah, I love the temples.
Mm-hmm. And the temples.
And going down to the old city in Osaka and seeing all the different ways. I mean, I went to Kamikaze.
Kyoto, Nara.
Kyoto's beautiful.
The food is so delicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The people are so hospitable.
Yes.
They're very, very hospitable.
It's true.
Yeah.
They're very, very hospitable. It is rather expensive, but we're used to that coming from
but
Maui.
The flights are really reasonable.
What are they going
under,
for now?
I've seen them for $7,000 to $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Now, that could be why people are booking them, because I have to say the flights to Europe this year have held at a high price, and I kept thinking they'd come down, and they have not come down. So, I mean, if people have a consideration, we're talking $1,000 different between going to Europe or going to Japan on airfare. Mm-hmm. And it's easier and faster to get to Japan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's nonstop out of Honolulu. You could get there in 7 hours sometimes, less, depending on the winds.
And with Hawaiian, you can fly into Tokyo, either Haneda or Narita, and then fly out of Osaka, so you don't have to backtrack.
Open jaws doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
An open jaw.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Wow, that's interesting. Now that makes it very nice, actually.
Yeah, and very convenient.
Do you ever ask people why are you? Did you ever do a survey, Kathy, of why people are interested in going to Japan?
And no, every time I get a request, I just laugh because there's another one. I think because it's the price. I think the airfare is what they're seeing that is drawing
that
them.
That opens
in.
Their interest, sparks their interest in another. And that's what we want. You know, we want to create demand. We want to let our listeners know that from Hawaii, we have excellent service to Asia, you know, to Oceania.
And I almost didn't. I will do it this next year. I mean, I have never been to New Zealand or Australia. And that's where I was originally booked, and I had to cancel because of illness. But the prices were really, again, recently very good to New Zealand, I noticed. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, look at. But I already booked my trip to go to Tahiti. But I was really tempted to jump on that.
And this is our fourth year. We just celebrated our fourth year servicing Auckland. And when we first started service in 2013, I think HTA noted 20,000 Kiwis visiting Hawaii.
Oh, really?
And then those numbers grew from 20 to 30. And last year, we hosted at least 60,000.
Because there were more air flights back and forth at regional places?
Well, their flagship carrier is Qantas, you know. But Air New Zealand, not Qantas. Air New Zealand, excuse me. And but we've made a presence there, and combined, the amount of tourists that are coming to visit has grown. And
that's
so
that's very big difference.
It
that's
is.
Huge.
That's a very sizable growth.
It is huge. And I'm kind of interested why people from New Zealand
want to come here.
Yeah, kind of.
Everybody wants to come here, though.
Well, kind of. I mean, I know we want to go there a lot because of the beauty of it. And there is this kind of interconnection with Maoris and the Maui people.
Mm-hmm.
There is
some of that. And there's a lot of cultural parallels, I think. And the fact that the whole voyaging event took place, our worldwide voyaging expedition, I think we've really sparked interest in other Polynesian points.
Very good. Very interesting. So
yes, I think that's such a great...
That made a whole hands across the sea.
Yes, it certainly did.
I wanted to point out, because a lot of people, they liked it to cruise New Zealand or Aotearoa New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And Australia, but with Hawaiian, you can actually do that because you can fly into Sydney and then
come out of Auckland,
exactly. Or the other way. So that works out really well.
Yes,
and not
for cruisers.
A lot of people know that.
No, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And
that's
on top of that,
here.
Didn't I just see something?
Timing is everything.
I think within about 4 weeks ago, or within the last month, I saw that you're doing cruises as well, where you can book the air and cruise.
We don't book the cruise,
but
you have the opportunity to book a package.
But you don't want to do that.
But you don't want to do that.
You want to
book a
Kathy.
You don't want to do that.
Because they are not. Yeah. We will book the airfare.
I just thought I saw something on that. Well, I do want to talk about something really exciting. We've heard a lot about what planes have to offer, but Kathy was letting me know about the international business class. Which I think we really have to try, Kathy.
I've had some clients who've done that, and they loved it.
The Lie Flat?
Mm-hmm.
The Lie Flat is doing so well, and it really blends luxury with our in-flight service. And the interior was designed with a Hawaiian theme in mind. I've been fortunate because I was able to fly it twice.
Where does is the special new Lie Flat first class flight?
China. Most of our international destinations and New York because of the distance.
Oh, okay. So New York.
New York is also fitted with the Lie Flat. And we've also added extra comfort seats because we've seen that grow too, that a lot of people
they want that.
Would like the extra pitch.
Now, is that the one is that still the economy, but like Economy Plus, that's like the first larger seats, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it
extra
offers
leg.
Other.
Extra leg is important.
Offers other amenities like the in flight video and you get priority boarding. That's been very, very popular as well, so we're adding additional extra comfort seats to the Airbus 330 due to the growing demand. But getting back to the Lie Flat, the interior depicts winds and the ocean. It's very calming, you know, and coupled with the Hawaii regional cuisine meal that's offered. We also, other amenities include a really pretty quilt. And of course, your mask so you can sleep at night, and bamboo comb. And we have socks that look like slippers. They're really cute. And hydrating mist, a dental kit. We offer a lot of goodies.
Yeah.
Hand and body balm.
Wow.
And the configuration is 2x2x2. So there's still intimacy if you're traveling with someone that you know and love.
Yeah.
Or if you're traveling by yourself, there's a privacy.
That little screen.
The little,
partition.
A partition goes up, and it really makes you feel private.
That's good. I didn't, because I flew to Singapore on United, and I don't fly business class that often, international, so it was a long flight to Singapore, so I did it. And there was three people, and there was literally someone without a partition laying right next to me. I mean, literally within inches. It was very weird feeling.
Don't worry about that on Hawaiian. It's very private.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely good to know. So this began when? When did you start with the service?
Late last year. And we actually, while we when we fitted the first aircraft, it was between Los Angeles and Maui, just so that it'd be close to home if, you know, we weren't sure what kind of kinks we were going to encounter, if any. And that's why I got to experience it, because it happened to have been on the flight going over and the flight coming home. So it was really brand new early last year.
Now, but do you still do Maui? You still have that?
No, because it's going to be specifically for our international, our long haul flights, anything over.
Well, for China, my gosh, is that, that's a must almost for China.
Auckland has it.
Auckland has it.
Yes.
Japan has it.
Wow.
Clients on Japan.
Yeah, Japan has it too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, that's great. So on these, how does it work when people want to get upgrades? How do you do this? Is it better to just buy the business class? Or, you know, this you'd have to do first class, not business, right? This would be a first class ticket?
We sell it as business class.
You sell it as business.
First class.
So you do you buy the business, or would you say get the regular ticket and then do an upgrade? What? How does that work? Because I've never quite figured out which is a better deal,
well,
truthfully.
Well, there are several options. To have it be totally, you know, you don't have to worry, I would just, from the onset, purchase the business class. The other alternative is if you have a very hefty mileage bank, you can hope that there are mileage seats that are available for upgrade, and those are very controlled. Those seats are very controlled depending on the supply and demand. So that's another alternative, and the Super Saver starts at like $40,000. So if you have...
That's not bad at all.
No, that's
per direction.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad at all. That's really good.
And that's the Super Saver, though. It elevates from that point depending on how many seats we have available. And again, because there are only 16 seats and people are wanting to buy the service, you know, you don't always, you're not always
guaranteed unless
you purchase way in advance. That's another.
And you may not even know if you get it, even if you have the miles, because
you can call Hawaiian Miles and find out if this particular flight has mileage seats available. And we also started a bid up program late last year, last quarter.
Didn't you do a bid up program?
I did it with Alitalia and it worked really well.
Yeah. And we have that same program.
Yeah. And I can never understand how, explain how it works, because I've never quite understood it. The idea is with Kathy, she just bid the top price, but I'm sure some people don't. She said the best way to get it is bid the top price.
Well,
right?
That'll
put you on the top of the list.
But if you're doing, you know, 50 or so, well, you have to start off at a particular amount depending on the market. And I would do my homework and find out exactly how many seats are available you know, before you put in an educated bid. But it's working well, and it's, you know, it helps us with ancillary revenue too. And that's an if there are X amount of seats open, then you'll get the bid up email once you book a domestic ticket.
So how do you get yourself eligible to do that bid?
It automatically sends it.
It automatically by a third party. It's not Hawaiian Air. It's a third party that will send it to you based on our availability for the flight, that particular flight. So there are other variables. You don't automatically get one. It depends on the market. If there's like one or two seats, you might get one.
Because if I was going to Australia, I definitely would like.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other alternative is day of departure. You could purchase upgrade based on space availability.
Is that upgrade with money and miles, or is it just money?
Just money. 24 hours prior is money. Miles is prior. But if you wanted to ensure that you had first class, then I always
buy
you buy it up front.
But I can tell you, because I just did this for a client, because he would book himself a lot on Hawaiian when he was going to Japan. And he goes, oh, I want to upgrade. And he goes, but I always have to call him. And I said, well, I can see if there's upgrade space. So we just, you know, I said, okay, here's what it is. Here's the dates it's available. And then we booked his ticket around then.
But that's upgrade seats. Now, on United, even if they have seats available, they don't release those seats. Because I paid on United to upgrade, okay, so they got me guaranteed across the ocean. Well, I went and saw if there were seats available going across continental U.S., and there were. And I said, well, can I get the upgrade, which I paid for, of the whole trip, for that? And they said, no, we don't release all the seats, even though there are seats. We only release
all
X amount.
All airlines are like that.
X amount of seats that are available for that upgrade, even though you paid for it. So I guess there's that factor to you. Just because there's, if you go online and see seats available, doesn't mean that those
exactly
seats are going to be
are
released.
Designated for mileage seats.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we know that a certain percentage will be sold at the airport.
Right.
A certain percentage will be sold from the onset of the booking.
Right.
So there, it's kind of impulsive. You know, internet marketing is very impulsive. So many moving parts and so many different numbers. And so,
this is where having a travel agent comes in very handy, because literally you can spend an hour like nothing just trying to do just what
hours
we were just talking about.
it's true
because this isn't a, like a one-stop thing. You got to do your research, you got to look, then you got to sometimes make the call that follows up on it. And then if the call doesn't work, you got to, you know, or sometimes have to call back, and who knows how long you have to hold sometimes on a call, etc. So there's a lot of patience involved, and that's why, I mean, really a lot of people just don't want to bother. So if you have a travel agent, they'll bother for you.
Yeah. And how long has our partnership been sound, you and me?
Well, we used to work at the now defunct Mid-Pacific Airlines. So that was
really
1981.
Yes. Wow. I had no
well,
idea.
Two for me, because I was still in high school in 81.
Oh, wow. Today marks my 30th anniversary with Hawaiian.
Happy anniversary
to you. Happy anniversary.
Today was a really remarkable day to be on the radio.
You know, people do not stay in jobs that long.
I know.
That's pretty impressive.
I have a very small resume with three jobs, and Mid-Pacific was one of them.
Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing.
And that's how long we've been
partnering. See, that's where Ohana stuff works out, you know.
Exactly.
I was really touched because it was a terrible tragedy where there's that fire at the Marco Polo Hotel, and one of the employees of Hawaiian Airlines, him and his mother, and it was so sad. But they showed in the news all the lays on his desk. I was really touched when I saw the aloha and the lays given. People elsewhere probably seeing the news wouldn't understand, but if you understand Hawaii and that there was that love, you know, for him.
And we have such a very tight, I feel like everyone at Hawaiian Air is part of my family, and I've worked for so many years, so I've seen a lot of family come and go, and our network grow and grow. This particular Brit, he was only working for, although he had years of airline experience, he was only working for Hawaiian for 2 years, but just the outpour and just what people wrote about him, you could feel that he was so genuinely loved. And I was in Honolulu on Friday, and I spoke to some people, and young people that also have been working just maybe 1 or 2 years, and just really affected by and grateful that their paths crossed. But it's such a sad,
I mean, that is the difference between an airline that is working with Aloha, you know, and really sharing that, and which you don't get in a lot of other places, which makes it amazing, because Hawaiian Airlines, how old is Hawaiian Airlines?
This year, we are 1929, November 11th, 1929.
Wow.
So is that 88 years for us this year?
88
or 89 years.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know in that one wing that you go in, that I'm often in, there's a lovely pictures. You can see the pictures of some of the history and the old flights and the attendants,
the aircraft,
and some of the people who've flown on Hawaiian. It's pretty amazing history.
Yes,
that is
we
involved.
We have some people that have been working for 53 years.
Wow,
53.
Wow,
probably longer than half of our employees were alive.
Oh, that's amazing.
But, yeah, we have.
So when did the international growth start
happen?
Because now, I mean, when you think of China and you go Australia and you go to New York and you go to you're going to South Korea and you're going to all of these, are there other Asian countries you go to as well? Are there other flights? I think you have to go to Japan and then do other flights down to other places. So
we closed a couple of our international markets because it just wasn't feasible.
Yeah.
And one of them was Manila and one was Fukuoka, because Delta kind of had the major hold on that particular market. But Our long-term strategy, 5-6 years ago, we launched the 13 new destinations during a 3-year period. And that was like almost unheard of, unprecedented for an airline to expand that quickly to that many countries and that many new markets.
It's a huge investment.
It was a huge investment. After that, our strategy was to mature those markets, let it grow, let it build, let it become profitable. So that's where we are now. I'm sure we are still going to expand our network, but as far as opening up in new markets, we'll see.
You should go to Europe.
Oh, love that.
You know, that probably could happen one day soon.
I would love that so much. That would be so much easier than the way it is right now, because I hate United leaves like at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and then you have to spend the night in San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Chicago, pretty much. Yeah. And it's just like, and it's really tough. It is really. And I raise my hand, I'd jump on that one if you did that. That'd be great.
We've evolved really so much.
Who's the owner of the airlines?
We have an investment company, but our CEO, you know who our CEO is.
No, I can't remember.
Mark Dunkerley, he's such a visionary. He's forward-thinking visionary. He turns ideas into reality. He really got us to be the sound company that we are. And some of it was, you know, having to make very tough decisions. Tough labor decisions, call centers, you know, but investing in state-of-the-art aircraft contributed to our on-time reliability. We are always named the world's on-time carrier.
That's right. You did get that.
We are constantly getting accolades on our on-time statistic and our in-flight service.
Actually, I heard the CEO, Mark, he was on Peter Greenberg's show. Not
he
that long
really
ago,
smart.
Peter Greenberg has relatives on Oahu, but he
background.
Was on his show, and he was very smart. He was. I was impressed with
this.
He is
a visionary,
and he's young too.
He's younger than us.
Is he younger than us too? Oh my gosh! Wow.
He could be listening to this. You know, be careful.
Is he based out of Oahu?
Yes.
He's probably not listening. I don't know. You never know.
Yeah, he's based out of Oahu, and. He was part of the Hokulea journey.
Was he really?
Yes, the latter part.
Oh,
he was in a couple
my gosh.
Of because we supported that program.
You were sponsoring.
We were one of the major sponsors.
Yeah,
so.
You sponsor a lot of stuff.
You do sponsor
Thank
a
you.
Lot of stuff.
We try to be really out there in our community.
And you sponsored the Nohoku Hanahana Awards too.
And Mary Monarch.
And Mary Monarch, yeah.
Many events on Maui. You know, we really feel it's important to give back to our community, and we try to. Do it as generously as we can. So that's another thing. I am so totally grateful that the company I work for supports the island that I was born in and was raised. You know, I think it's super important. And it's not just statewide. We're supportive in our domestic markets as well as our international markets. So
it's big though. So, I mean,
Hawaiian.
I wonder how many employees. I mean, it's got to be
We have over 6,000 employees.
Wow, it's a big
we have
Christmas
at least 300,
party, huh?
Well, we have at least 300 on Maui, maybe more, probably more.
Wow.
We have a lot of employees.
You know, it's kind of.
We're proud to work for Hawaiian. I am.
Are you based on Maui?
I am.
Oh.
I'm based on Maui.
So being based on Maui, does that mean you're at the airport, or is there another office for Hawaiian Airlines?
That's where we don't have a city office away from the airport. We are housed with the other station managers at the airport, and then I'm on the road. And
let's talk about the value, because I got it this year of the credit card. I like the credit card. You know why I got it and most everyone gets it?
The miles.
Yes. What's in your wallet, Cindy?
I
Hawaiian Air credit card. That's what.
It is, because I did like the. You know, I was going to do this trip to Australia. Oh, if I get 30, I think you get 30,000 miles, right?
No, if there was an in-flight promotion, you got 50,000.
Right? Yeah. Wow, that's a good. That's a huge.
That's a really huge.
That's a huge
start.
Promotion.
It's a free ticket to the mainland.
That's a or a couple.
Yeah.
If you can get the Super Saver.
Mm-hmm. What's the Super Saver thing again?
The amount of miles. You know, we have different classes of mileage capacity, and so Super Saver is
Like 25,000.
The upgrade is 25. It's 17.5, so you can do it for 35,000. I didn't know
that. See, I was not aware of that. See, I learned something new today.
Yes.
So I should be looking for Super Saver when you send information out?
You wouldn't know what the class of service is as a layperson. So if I was a layperson, I would just call Hawaiian Miles and find out if there was we have mileage seats on a particular flight, and you can ask the agent what the amount is. We found that it was better to offer different categories and not just say, we only have two seats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're willing to spend a little more,
mm-hmm.
then you'll get bumped up to the next class of service. But at least you have an opportunity to use the miles that you saved for a particular flight or a particular upgrade.
You can also see that when you log into your Hawaiian Miles account, if you're looking for...
How many miles? Oh, yes.
Where do you see that? You log into your account.
Uh-huh, your personal portal.
Mm-hmm. And then you look for the flights you want, and then you...
You'd click on mileage. Okay. You know, you can either do half
dollars and
dollars,
miles.
Half miles.
Or just call Kathy.
I just call... No, not that good. So.
I don't do mileage tickets, only for special people.
Special.
You're special.
But, you know, you have to look at this, because sometimes if you have good deals, like right now there's some super deals. If you're getting a $467 flight or mm-hmm. a $500 flight, it's probably better to buy a ticket.
Absolutely.
And then you get the miles from that ticket. You know, it's probably better mm-hmm. than to use your miles if you aren't mm-hmm. getting a Super Saver thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And you have to take that into consideration. I've made some very poor choices just because I said, oh, I got the miles, I'll use them. But, I mean, then with one change or something, I was up to like 80,000 miles to go to Los Angeles. I'm going, wait a second, you know how long it's going to take me to get those 80,000 miles back, you know? So you have to take that. It's not just don't use the miles indiscriminately.
You have to look at the big picture.
You have to look at the big picture to play the game, and people do. So here you have the credit card, which is through Bank of America, I believe. It's a Bank of Hawaii.
No,
Bank of Hawaii, right?
Yes.
Yeah, through Bank of Hawaii. And I've been happy with it. I thought I'd only use it for the miles, but I have to say I have been using it for other things as well. And I am liking it. It's been good for me. And
such a supporter, Cindy.
Well,
I
will, because you know what? I wasn't that aware of it until I started realizing what the options were. And as a loyal United person, I am really looking at Hawaiian Airlines more and more and more.
Because
you know, first of all, you have to go from here to there, and you're going from Maui to Oahu anyway. And then when you look at things like Australia or New Zealand, the prices were better. When I was looking at all the prices were better on Hawaiian Airlines.
We will always be competitive. And again, I believe our award-winning in-flight service and just our all-around service from the start of calling Kathy, and then, you know, we can't control the airport culture, the TSA lines and all of that. We can't control that, but we can control the service we provide.
What causes you to decide to put a flight or certain flights on sale?
Supply and demand.
That's what I figured, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and it goes with the flow of whatever the time's
and
like.
And that's why I say internet marketing is very impulsive. And we have people that religiously surf for, you know, if they have time to do it. I mean, you could see an airfare, excuse yourself, take another phone call, come back, and it's either double the price you know, and people, it took some time for people to get adjusted to the way prices fluctuated on the web, on the internet, you know.
Best
it's
data.
It's like the stock market.
It is.
Well, it is more and more, because we look at the investment of a flight, you know, to Australia. Yeah, you know, for two people, $4,000 probably, around close to that.
And that's how we can manage our bottom line and manage our, you know, we are all in business to make a reasonable profit at the end of the day. And although you don't want to see empty seats go out, and that's where you might see a real quick shotgun sale, and then we can see how many people are looking at it, bought it, and then it closes. Okay, that's
so
all we needed.
Is it best to follow on Twitter, Facebook, or just online through the... I mean, because some people say follow this or follow that, and I don't really know.
You know, I think there's good and bad in social media. Some somebody might get have a wonderful, extraordinary experience. I wouldn't count on social media to make a purchase. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people's experiences and everything is, they put everything on social media, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's very good and sometimes it's
app.
Not so
I have the Hawaiian Airlines app and I'm still...
That's good.
But
the app
if you
good.
Have an account and something comes up, you'll get an email blast.
Yes.
That's probably
a great
the best.
Means of communication, quick communication, widespread communication.
I was shocked today when I said I had this information about the new service between Portland and Maui. You said that just came out a couple of hours ago. It's like, really? I just got this, you know?
That's
very fast.
Blast. That's exactly. Yeah.
Do you send out blasts? Do you send information emails? That's from the corporate office.
Yes.
Well,
that's from marketing.
We only have a couple minutes left, but we've so been looking forward to talking to Leona here and just really happy anniversary, 30 years
Thank
today.
You.
And we
Thank
got
you.
To have you here in the studio for your 30th anniversary. It's like
Aloha, Wina La.
It's so cool. And we didn't get her a layer anyway.
I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
Oh, my goodness. Every day is an anniversary. That's the way I look at things. Every day is my birthday and every day is an anniversary.
So if you're interested in any of these services, the Maui Nonstops, maybe booking an international business class offer with lie flat seats, which go to New York, which I didn't realize, New York, and
I've
Japan.
I've flown there, not in the lie flat.
Auckland,
you know,
Beijing.
Any of those? Beijing. And you know what? I have to say, there's been some good fares to China and good deals in China lately.
I've been to China.
I love China. I've been there twice, but it's been since 1989. I have not been there.
Oh, so much has changed, my dear.
I know. I can't believe Shanghai. I look at the pictures now, and I can't believe it's become Las Vegas.
Yeah. But the rich history is still the same.
Yes, it is.
Great Wall is still the same.
Yeah. Well, more people, though.
Oh, God, way more people.
Yes.
Oh, Leona and I have a little promotion going on
for the international
flights. Normally, when we book flights, and we don't do airfare onlys, but if we do a package, we would charge normally $85 per ticket. But until August 31st, if you book a package with us, with Hawaiian Airlines and including a land package.
On these specific markets... Shall I review the markets?
Yes, please.
Auckland, Brisbane, Sydney.
Japan.
Wow. Those are all ones I want to go on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well,
we will waive our fee.
Wow.
So,
So
that's
please.
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on your bucket list if it's not. Please put it on your bucket list.
Well, I definitely want to go to Auckland. I want to go to, So call 244-1414.
Mm-hmm.
244-1414, Captivating Journeys.
And
Kathy.
We can put together an
customized
itinerary.
Package.
Yes, with your flights.
Isn't that wonderful?
Transfers, hotels, tours.
Mm. Awesome, Kathy. Awesome.
Yep.
So that, again, that would be Auckland.
All the international
ones. International, wow.
But you have to book
not Tahiti.
Oh, no.
And not Pongo, American
well,
Samoa.
Well, if you book for Pongo gone, we don't charge the fee either.
Okay.
So.
Wow. That's right. Oh. I forgot.
Yeah.
that's wonderful. So I'm so happy that we were able to finally connect.
Thank you for having me.
Will you please not be a stranger? Will you come back again now?
Thank you for having
now?
Me.
What a great opportunity to share Hawaiian. Okay, anytime. You're always welcome here. And Kathy, thank you so much for arranging everything. And I will be back next week, but then I'll be gone to Spain for a couple of weeks.
Lucky
you, Cindy.
And a big aloha, happy travels to everyone. Thanks for listening.